On this episode of Teachers Off Duty, we're going to be talking about the best of admin stories. We're going to be talking about things like foot races and shopping sprees and admin driving buses. And can you believe they was actually washing their staff's cars? You don't want to miss it. Educators, welcome to another wonderful episode of the Teachers Off Duty Podcast, the Board Teachers Comedy Tour Takeover.
It's Why'd you bump your neck to the side like that?
I was on my rib.
It's
your man KC Mack. That's right, KC Mack, back again with my wonderful people, my wonderful friends, my wonderful co-hosts, my wonderful comedy compadres.
Comedy compadres. That was good alliteration. Comedy compadres. I like the way you said wonderful 10 times.
Hey, man.
Give me a
I'm Mark Schumacher. I'm grateful to be back on with you guys.
Mark Schumacher. I'm obsessed with your last name. I'm not going to lie.
If you could tell Casey how to pronounce it, it would really help. I'm going to make that joke every time.
Hey.
Schumacher?
Remember when you messed up Devin's name on stage for like an entire year?
Yes, I definitely did.
Devin Sabode.
I thought it was Sabode. He never corrected me. 85 shows in, he was like, my name is not Sabode. Right? I said, no, I didn't, apparently. I did not know
Devin
that.
Devin Sabode for like the longest. And now I'm like, your name is Devin Sabode. I can't. Anyway, I'm not Devin Sabode. I'm Honest Teacher Vibes.
That's right. Because she's way prettier than Devin Sabode.
Everyone says we look alike, so that's what I'm saying. He's a pretty man. Look alike.
Mark came out off stage last night. He was walking past me. It was dark backstage. I was like, oh, Devin, I thought you were... Oh, that's not Devin. That's Mark. He's like, you know what? This is like the fifth time you've called me Devin. I was like, bro, it's literally been 3 times. It's not 5. Come on.
It was a few.
Don't inflate the numbers.
This last leg of shows we've been doing, man, have been excellent. The ones in the States, and we just knocked out 2 in Canada, the wonderful country of Canada. Mm. That's right. It's definitely going down. But man, we have some good times. I feel like every year. What'd you say?
My ADHD is a photographer.
You had to pose. It's supposed to be candy.
I got distracted.
Act like it's not even there.
Be still. Don't move behind the camera. Can't focus. Have no medicine.
It's a whole team behind the podcast, man. We got
one person, let's be honest.
Hey, man,
the other two people
bigger.
Are sitting down, not doing anything.
We gotta sound bigger, baby. You know what I'm saying? Smoking mirrors, baby.
You guys, the wall is right here.
Book bags on the wall.
But no, we've been having fun, man. This is kind of like what we do. This is just the banter that we have in backstage and stuff like that. He was making fun of our thing that we just created, the jet
boom. We run on stage.
First of all, you can tell we're middle schoolers.
That's exactly
middle school
what I was
teachers.
About to say. Yeah. We started the Naruto run, without...
Because the music wouldn't start one time. So Bree looked at me, I looked at her, and I was like, what are you doing? She took off with that. I was like, okay.
You know, teachers, we know how to improvise on the fly. Like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, there's 2,000 people out here, and there's no music.
Right, but the videographer was like, man, that looks so good. We can go kill. I was like, all right. Yeah. And that's how things are born on tour. But no, it's been pretty cool. Have you had a crazy tour story so far? Anything
he didn't get like to with see the meet fall and greet? Out the van.
I gotta think.
Did the teacher come up to you and say anything that just stood out? Like, I'm gonna remember this.
Who are you again? Are you on the show? Or I'm not even kidding. Hey, can you take this picture of me and Bree? Me and Bree, because that would really help.
Hey, one thing about
I'm
it.
I'm the new guy. I'm the
one
new
thing
guy,
about it. So. I love Mark, because Mark would be like, hey, Bree, you need help in the meet and greets? I'll take the pictures. That's why they'd be giving you that phone, because they're like,
oh, yeah.
He's helpful.
But he's so strong on stage. That's like one of the reasons.
I mean, so
everybody who's
funny.
On
keep talking,
the tour.
Guys. Keep talking. I'm saying. Go ahead. No, they make good points. You guys make really good points. Sorry.
Listen, he came off stage last night, and I was backstage, and I was like, "Bro, that was hilarious." I was like, "This joke." He goes, "Dang, bro, you know my set better than I do." We were sitting in the green room. I said, "You know what you're gonna say before you go on stage?" And he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "I'll just be up there,
freestyling." Wherever the wind blows, man.
Just like teaching in the classroom. No idea.
I don't freestyle that, baby. Lessons be planned out.
I've seen your lesson plan.
We do not. You know we're teachers, the fact that we've seen each other's lesson plan.
I know.
Your right. lesson plans.
Very risque.
But that...
Sorry.
What you looking for, Mike? I'll just spit on your paper, my name.
I'm telling you, that's why it works, man. The chemistry is off the chain because this is what we do. We're professional educators, professional comedians. Don't get it twisted. And
Mark, I expect to hear a lot of callbacks during the show.
Oh, definitely.
I am the callback king.
I expect.
So you don't have to take our word for it. If you want to be a part and experience this wonderful thing called the Board Teachers Comedy Tour, all you have to do is buy a ticket. We have links everywhere. Mm. All of our social media platforms, Board Teachers, the podcast. We talk about it.
I like your hype.
And we're going to be in.
Mm, tell them.
We got to actually wrap this up because, you know, we have to catch a jet to Ottawa.
Jet?
That's right, because we have a 3 p.m. show today.
Well, you know we're flying. You know we flying Spirit. Stop playing. We got no jet. This ain't no J and Bay. It's a mom and pop organization. We flying Spirit.
I want it to sound fancy. I want it to sound really fancy.
You made it sound like we was hopping on the jet playing.
Well, after we take our Spirit from Ottawa, you're gonna catch us because we're gonna be road tripping all over this country. That's right. After that, we're gonna be in Louisville, Kentucky, Bowling Green, Kentucky, Evansville, Indiana, Fort Worth, Texas, Shreveport, Louisiana, Brandon, Mississippi, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Denver, Colorado, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Grand Junction, Colorado. We can't wait to see you because you're gonna have a good time.
Bow. Mark,
come
yes,
on, come
yes.
On, Mark and
Mark. We're soaring, flying. That's what they look like. I liked it, though. I was rocking with you.
It felt forced.
We rocking with Mark because Mark is rocking with us.
Speaking of soaring, you have to be at a certain altitude to soar. And today's episode, we're talking about administrators who took it to the next level.
Casey, your
who's
segues.
Taking their team to the highest of altitudes. And this episode is about the best admin stories. That's right. Listen.
At this point, if you don't do a disconnected segue from now on for every episode, I'm going to get mad.
Teachers, we can tie anything together.
We
I
can.
Promise you we can.
That's
we
true.
Promise
we
you can. We can. All we need
we're
is a little bit.
Finding Nemo, marine biology.
Give us an inch, we'll take a mile. We
any
have
movie.
To. We
Tie
have to do. We have to do a lot with a little, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's really cool to do an episode like this where we're talking about the times where admin, you know,
positive stuff,
right?
Yeah,
does great things. So, because again, we can go all day about you know the ones that do things bad, but you made something that was a real point. You're like, we don't even want to address them, the bad admin at this episode.
They don't get addressed all
they
the
don't,
time,
right? They get addressed all the time, and it's not too many times. It's few and far between moments that we actually get to. Honor the admin
that are actually good principals.
Right.
Absolutely.
So that's what this episode is dedicated to those admins. We have our own personal stories because, you know, I've worked with some really, really great admin.
I'm biased right now because I'm super passionate about this. I work for the best group of principals I've ever worked
my
for.
My principal was better than yours.
No, they weren't.
I bet you we're going to compare stories.
Your principal can't hold a candle to my principal.
What we
going to
see today.
But what's crazy is you wish that there were more, like that was the conversation. That
right.
Cause
the
you
norm,
like,
yeah.
Right.
But a good or bad principal can literally make or break a job. Like
100%.
People literally quit bosses. They don't quit jobs.
Yeah.
Literally quit bosses. You don't quit jobs.
Yeah.
Could we get that on a t-shirt?
Well, you know what? So I was saying that it was
Mark,
so funny.
I love you.
You know, you get your ones that, you said that last episode in the comment, you had some people that was like, technically, I love my principal, but I just had to leave because it was other factors that, you know what I'm saying, playing the part. But no, that's definitely true. It is, people, you have to understand something. It is possible for two things to be true at once.
That's true. That's true.
So one doesn't negate the other.
True.
But We had some good. So you how's your admin when you?
You know, I had a great principal. I was the first hire, and when he just came over, so we kind of came in together back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I loved him. He brought it. He was this quiet, like little Irishman. He was probably
bless
in his 60s. And one of the things that every St. Patrick's Day, in the middle of the quad with the kids at lunch, he would do this Irish jig. And the kids would go nuts. It was cool.
They didn't think it was cringy. They put it up on,
they put the video up on online.
Because he's probably killing it.
You did. Working. Absolutely. Get more views than all my stuff that I put on. So, but you know what? Something really cool that he would do. So it's high school principal. He would teach one class. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He would teach AP US history. And all the kids, I'd have the same kids. They said he was amazing. He was great. So it was just cool to see, because he knew what it was like in the classroom. He didn't mm-hmm. lose touch. He knew what we were going through.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I thought that said a lot. It made a big difference.
Did you have the same principal?
I did.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
He loved his job.
Switched chairs a lot, right? Did you guys
go
through a field?
I had so many different principals.
This episode is brought to you by Thrive Market. Teacher friends, let me tell you about Thrive Market. It has become my go-to for all my grocery and household essentials. The convenience of getting everything online and quickly shipped to my doorstep is essential with my crazy schedule. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality, ingredients, and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. Whether you're looking for low-sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks. And as a Thrive Market member, I save money every single grocery order. On an average, I save over 30% each time. They even have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands. And we all know teachers love a good deal. I saved $30 last month. Join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/TOD for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, THRIVE, market.com/TOD. Thrivemarket.com/TOD. My principal, and again, I'm not there this year, but it's still my school because
absolutely,
that's my family.
Right.
When I'm home, not on the tour, I still go to the home games for my kids because,
That's
still
cool.
Pop up. And
Mr. Mack!
Yeah.
Depending on the inflection in their voice, you know if you want to turn around or not.
Right. And so, two things. So, the principal we have, so when I was there last year and I was juggling the schedule of the tour, and that was so hellacious because I was literally going from the classroom to the stage, from the stage to the class. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to pack my Monday clothes on tour with me because I had to,
Do your lesson plans in the green room.
So, but he was really so cool and patient and supportive because he was like, man, this really looks good for the dish. Yeah. We love what you're doing. We're going to support it, whatever you can. He said, your job is definitely not in jeopardy. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. Hold your job.
Right. Even I was like, but I don't know, next year.
He did tell you, though.
Yeah. I was like, even next year, it's getting, he said, I don't care. He goes,
wow.
Yeah. He goes, we love having you around, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but for me, the reason I left wasn't because of even that. Like, I had to make that choice. It was because of the kids only.
Right.
Because whereas, my admin was cool. Yeah. And supportive, but the kids was like, yeah, that's cool, but look who decided to show up this week. You know? And I was like,
bro, they troll us all the time. I'm like, dang, leave me alone.
But I heard, what they were saying in the midst of us. I was like, okay, I see what you're saying. So in order just to make it fair to you guys, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to, just pause it for a second. But my admin was so supportive.
Yeah, you can only call out sick from airports so many times. I remember doing that, and it gets. I remember because you're doing comedy. Maybe you have a weekend gig, and it's hard to do both.
I should do that tonight. I'm gonna call in tomorrow.
But I remember leaving lesson plans and calling out sick on a Thursday. But I'm leaving lesson plans for 2 days. They're like, why are you?
You know something we don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
What grade did you teach
again? And
then they start
tagging you on Instagram and Facebook. That's when I'll. Great show. Like, what are you talking about? I'm so sick. I'm right here.
I'm at home. I didn't do that show.
Juniors and seniors mostly. I taught all of high school, but that's where I did most of my years.
How was your, did you have disciplinary problems? Like, how did your admin handle if you had disciplinary problems?
That was a little, we're trying to keep it positive. Mm-hmm. You know what?
But you can tell the truth about it.
No, I'm just saying, it's a private school, so I feel like it's a little different because, you want to keep the support of your teachers, but there's also you need enrollment. You need to keep the parents happy to an extent, and I get part of it. Mm-hmm. So there, it was kind of like some consensus on maybe they didn't fully support you sometimes.
Yeah,
but for the most part,
that's hard.
Great.
I didn't even think about that.
But it is weird because you got to, I mean, it's in some sense it's a business,
right?
Yeah,
and that's weird thinking it in those terms.
But it is. But, yeah, it is.
But they need to keep parents happy to an extent right. to keep
that's
everything
an
running.
That's an interesting perspective. Yeah. Like,
and then it was the sports were really big where we were, so mm-hmm. it's like you got to have the good sports teams. You got to bring in the good coach. But
so it's like more pressure on you than just being like than
yeah.
Because the parents do have a lot of, like, I mean, even in public school, we talk about parents all the time and they say they have, but it's a different type of, it's a different type of say. And because in public school, they're like, I pay your salary. And then private school, they're like, you could not have a job because your whole school shut down because we staged a coup and we didn't like the way you handled that disciplinary problem. So now you're canceled. You have no students anymore. They try to do that in public school. We're like,
shut down.
As long as people live in this district. Right. We're always going to have students.
That's cool. What? Now, you said you had a good admin. What made your admin so special?
Casey, why are you making fun of me?
No, because I'm funny. We go ahead toe-to-toe with my admin story because my admin better than yours.
Listen, I'm just saying I have like quit teaching before and went back to teaching. If my principal got to quit before me, like I'm gonna do comedy and teach at the same time because it is a very rare thing. That's why we have a smaller amount of comments mm-hmm. on the stuff that we've printed out because people across the board have a bad experience with principals because just because you know how to manage kids doesn't mean you know how to manage grown people. Mm-hmm. And so my principal is just, she's very present. Like you always see her, not just when it's, because some principals, you don't see them until you're either having disciplinary problems or until it's time for observation.
Right.
And my principal, I see her all the time. And I like that she doesn't have a superiority complex over us. Okay. She doesn't have to assert any power. Like she treats us like colleagues and like professionals.
Right.
And so she's present. She treats us with respect and dignity.
I like my admin because he like really listens. You actually feel like he's hearing you.
Yeah.
And then not just beyond him, his APs like some of the best.
We got
ever.
Good assistant
like,
principals,
and they work good as a unit. You know what I'm saying? Because again, nobody's perfect.
Even right. Because when the principals beefing, you can tell when they don't like each other. They're like, dang.
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
But they did a really good job. So like my principal, he used to say like in our staff meetings, he used to be like, I have to be honest with y'all, like, cause you know, cause at the end of school, you kind of find those teachers that's going to transition off, and it could be because of their moving,
right?
Or,
it's no way to
they
get
got
rid
a better,
of that.
You know, opportunity with a better, you know. But he always says that I have to be honest with y'all. I know that still gets me kind of sad because I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so he cares that much. Like when you leave, you know, he really feels it. And he's like, so he does everything in his power to make sure, like, now, are you not leaving because of anything? And he'll fix it immediately.
Because some people don't care. They're like, well, good riddance to you.
Right, right, right. So
no,
he really.
They're not self-aware enough.
Right. He's really, really good with that. So that's why I always liked him. I was like, because in the meetings, he was like, oh, don't make us cry. You stop that right now. You stop it.
I love the principals that will stop what they're doing and sit down at lunch with the kids. There's just something about that. Like, because principals, like, you know, and we, now that I have principals that I like, I really have come to understand, like, they have a lot of stuff that's circulating around their job. They're dealing with parents, kids. They're teachers all day, dealing with people calling out, dealing with somebody got to fight and dealing with the district. Yeah. There's pressures on them too, but where we butt heads is when you don't know how to manage people. Right. You don't show people respect. I call you, you know, to because I'm having a disciplinary problem and you treat me like a clucking hen. My principal doesn't do that now. Or my old school, they just wouldn't show up. I'd be like, hey, and I didn't call a principal very much, but like when I call an admin, I'm like, I really need an admin in here. And they never came.
Still waiting.
And you know, real quick.
Legend has it.
I gotta say this.
Say it.
Sometimes.
Tell it.
It's hard to please everybody.
Just always. Always.
Right. Okay, it's always hard. So.
You can't please. It's impossible to please everybody.
My problem would be, I feel like the teachers, right? Mm-hmm. They would want to complain.
Mm-hmm.
When they shouldn't be complaining.
So that's, to me, there's always going to be, they're going to complain.
And I'm looking at them like, if y'all don't shut the hell up.
Man,
like, he's, some would be like, he doesn't come to my classroom as much, and he doesn't. I'm like, you want that?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Please don't come to my
room. What makes him great.
Please don't come to my
He's
room.
Not trying to microman come, and like, he comes when he's supposed to, but you just want him, like, what? Yeah, like, shut right. up.
I think it's a different perspective, too, win. When you've had, you right, you can't win. It's yeah, a different it's perspective, yeah. too, when you've had.
Because if he was there, then somebody would be complaining. Yeah, he's too time. Much. He's yeah. too, come on,
right.
people.
Right.
It's so, true.
I think it's a different perspective too. Like you gain a different perspective when you've had a bad principal before, and then you get a good principal, mm-hmm.
right.
and you can't. You're just like, because like my principal, I can't be bothered to listen to somebody complain to me about her.
Right,
I'm
right.
like, don't talk about her in front of me. Yeah. I'm like, my old principal, baby, you can read him for filth.
Right.
The new principal, don't talk about her in front of me, because I have nothing bad to say.
Back.
I've right. seen the bad end of the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah.
I got PTSD from it. I have nothing bad to say about her. It's a little utopia in here.
I don't
even
know.
With
people
the bad stuff
it.
That we have going on, because it's not perfect. I had same demographic of kids in my school that I had in my old school, same structure, same set, just people, just better admin that are present that don't. Because I think the biggest thing about us, we feel so disrespected by admin a lot of times. Mm-hmm. We feel so disrespected, and we feel like they have a superiority complex.
Right.
Treat me like an equal. But that y'all don't talk about boosting morale. That boosts morale. Treat us like an equal. Don't treat me like I call you because I'm having you know, X, Y, and Z problem, and you treat me like I'm the problem for having a problem. Like, right. bro, I'm coming to you. I'm trying to communicate with you that I need help. Don't right. treat me like I'm the problem when I try to communicate that I need help.
Right.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Best friends, what's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, spend more time with a friend or loved one. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time, teachers especially. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. It's no secret that teacher tired is real. Not only am I physically drained at the end of a school day, but I'm mentally burnt out too. Then when I leave school, I have to be a good mommy to my little one at home. The days never seem to end, and it takes a toll on my well-being. Doing therapy has been essential for me to avoid the meltdowns and set boundaries. It's helped me be a better version of myself for me, my family, and my kids at school. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your busy teacher schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/TLD today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TLD.
So, like, when they do step up and, like, teach a class or whatever, I think it's admirable. I was at a school doing a PD up in New York, and I found out two superintendents – because everyone's bus shortages, they can't find bus drivers.
Absolutely,
right?
Yep.
And I found out there were two superintendents. They both secretly went off and got their own license to drive the bus.
Are you serious?
Because they're like, you know what, I'll do it. And these were big. There was like 600 staff. She's like, I'm, you know what, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna show them we're all willing to pitch in to solve this. And
that
I thought
gives
that
me
was
chills,
pretty
bro.
Admirable.
That gives
they
me
went
chills.
Together. They were neighboring districts. So it's just cool to see people step up like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Because
and
some of these...
The highest person at the district, like,
yeah.
you know what, I'll do this.
Right.
We're in this together. So that's pretty cool.
Because that's the best way to lead to, like, because if you see somebody who is a boss over you, if you see them do something that
right.
you know they're going to, you're like,
speaks
I know you're
volumes.
Not going to ask me to do something that you haven't done.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I think that that's fantastic. Yeah. But don't you feel like it's not as daunting if you see your principal consistently? It's not as daunting when you have an observation. Because I used to never really see my principals unless I had an observation. And mm-hmm. now I see my principal. She comes in my class every day. And I don't think, and it's
feels
not
like a colleague and not like a boss.
Yeah, just as a colleague. She's not coming in there like, oop, gotcha. She's not going to walk in and see me sitting down and be like, how dare you sit down? No, she's walking around. Mm-hmm. See, and for her, it's also more of a being present. So the kids see her too.
Right, which
and
is
so
big.
When they do come in for an observation, I'm not as freaked out. Because I don't know about y'all, but when it's time for observation, I forget how to teach. I forget how
it's
to write.
Scary. Right.
It's
scary.
It's scary. Like,
for
you know,
sure.
I don't like for people to watch me, but it made me less afraid because I saw them consistently.
Man, I can't tell this on the podcast because the grace that my principal gave me, if my other ex colleagues,
and here like, it is,
they gonna be
let
mad as
that.
Hell. They gonna be like, you did let him do what? So I'm gonna tell y'all when the cameras and the mic goes off. But yeah, I can't put that out because I got a lot of colleagues that still listen to the podcast, and they gonna be upset.
You're so crazy.
But the grace that was given to me.
Can I tell you? So I was on Last Comic Standing years ago. That's an old
show,
right?
Oh, shameless plug.
I was teaching full time. And my principal, somehow he thought it was like his idea that I got on the show. Like he was very excited about it. But we usually had this strict policy. You could only miss 2 days the whole year. But he was like, secretly like, dude, whatever happens on the show, you can miss as much. So yeah.
Hold on.
It was cool. He's like, you know what?
2 days?
You're not going to speed past that like you just say what you just said.
What?
2 days?
2 personal days.
Oh, but how many sick days?
Like sick if you were sick?
I forget. Maybe it was like one a month or something.
But it wasn't like.
One sick day a month?
But so then you're kind of forced to like stretch the truth a little bit. Oh. That's what I'm saying. So that's the hard part.
That's why Mark was lying in the airport.
Yes.
He's like, no, food poisoning.
I think we got 10 a year. We get 10. 8 sick, 2 personal.
I was having COVID back in 2017. It was the weirdest thing. I mean,
I lost my taste of smell before this ever got here.
Dude, I think I've invented it because I'm like, what do you do?
COVID
what
came from Mark. He's like, I can't smell anything and I can't taste. And they're like, that's weird. You might want to go to the doctor.
I might have been the first.
That's funny. We have some wonderful sent-in stories about how cool their admins are. Let me see. I'm going to dive into one. I want to say, okay, we sat down at a faculty meeting with our superintendent, and he said, there are buses outside parked, everybody. Load up the buses. I'm taking you to Walmart for a shopping spree.
That's cool.
That's right, and that's what he did. And he said, and they also took him out to eat. And he also took him out to eat that day. So that's pretty cool.
Shopping spree for clothes?
I don't know.
We're going to Walmart.
No, I'm messing with you. You said a shopping spree for a classroom.
Oh. No, I thought somebody bought some pants. That's what I was
saying. No, it's like a shopping spree for our classroom. I love this, though, because those teachers remember that for the entire year.
For your classroom,
that'd be the talk of the school for the entire year.
I still would have put some pants in there.
Yeah, I'm throwing something in there. Hold on. Yeah.
We need pants.
Let me put these Clark wipes in there.
Because we only have 2 pairs, evidently. Teachers only wear 2 pair of pants.
Dude, for real, though. It's like you have 2 pair of pants and 5 tops, and you just rotate them. Yeah. Sometimes you have 7 tops, and you rotate them. You get a little odd number in there.
It's tough when the kids start keeping track of it.
It's like they. It's like, oh, you can't.
You wore
attention.
That yesterday, shoe. Like, stop.
You definitely did.
They call you shoe.
Yeah,
shoe.
Last name Schumacher.
Man,
shoe.
I could just say
I know,
that.
But now I'm
and
like,
it's not
Mr.
Shoe. It's not yeah, that's fine.
It's not Mr. Shoe. It's just shoe.
Well, I didn't have a lot of credibility.
Mark Shoe. I didn't have a lot of credibility.
And as a kid, I was shoey, but yeah, shoe. The kids just call me shoe.
My students call Casey Mac and Cheese, so it's okay. He's still salty about that.
That is pretty funny. They're clever.
I'm going to say those kids' names. Oops. Shout out to you, Tristan and Tristan.
Little jerks.
Little jerks.
You have a lot of Tristans.
This man said, I ain't got a lot of street cred. Shoe and Shoey. Shoey makes me want a Tootsie Roll. Like Chewy.
Why? Oh.
I don't know. Shoey.
I was like, where?
Let's see.
Shoe.
This lady said, I don't know if it's a lady, but this person said, I had a principal hire a team of massage therapists to give chair massages to all the teachers during their planning periods for Teacher Appreciation Week.
Wow.
That's cool.
You talk about boosting morale.
Yeah, we never
Let me tell you
that.
Something. You put some thought into that. I don't know where you got the money for the massage therapist, and that's not my business.
And that, to me, sounds like a happy ending to a wonderful story.
And moving on. you stupid.
That was good.
Why are you this way? Can you imagine if we worked at the same school?
We'd have fun.
Let me tell you
man.
Something. They would be like, Bree and Casey,
That's
don't sit next
show.
To each other and staff. Mark would be sitting over there like, I don't know them. I don't
Real
know
television
show. I don't
show.
Know why they're doing that.
I got a pretty cool story.
What you got?
Teacher Appreciation Week, they told all of us to leave our car keys in our mailboxes, and they washed our cars on their lunch break.
Are you serious?
Oh, that's cool.
They covered our classes to give us a break that week, too.
Dang.
That's pretty cool. Car washing, that's pretty thoughtful.
Let me tell you something. You wash my car and pay for me to get a massage, you got me. I'm staying at your school until I retire from teaching.
Because I got car seats and kids.
It's nasty in there.
Car seats, too.
They be crunching up Cheez-Its and all kinds of stuff.
Does it say if it was the admin that was washing the cars, or what did they do?
It sounds like it was the admin that was washing the cars.
They washed our cars on their lunch break. Yeah. I don't know if they hired someone, but it sounds like they did it. That's impressive. Cool.
That's impressive.
That's cool.
It's like there can be good principles out there, you know?
There's a lot of good principles.
And I think it's one of those things. This is what I think about when I think of my principle: a high tide raises all boats. So I work with some of the best educators I've ever worked with in my life. And, you know, nobody, we all are like, we're tired because that's just the way teaching is. You're tired, you're exhausted. But collectively, the morale at my school is good. Like,
wow.
It's really good. I'm not, you know, I can't really pop into anybody's classroom that's like, I'm going to tell you something. Now, there's one principal at our school people do complain about, but it's not my head principal.
Right.
It's not my head principal.
You're always going to find something.
It's not my head principal. I mean, I literally, even the kids don't say anything about her. Like, it's just never a thing.
Again, like I said, it goes back to the subjective thing. We have an AP, a lot of the teachers like, she's too nice with the kids. She's too, you know what I'm saying, so forth. But then on the flip side, you'll get somebody, if she wasn't that way, they'll be like,
they'll be mad.
She needs to build relationships with the kids. She
doesn't,
so
you can't win.
But don't you feel like sometimes people are mad at the principal as soon as they walk in? They ain't even did nothing.
Yeah,
right. They didn't know anything to you.
Just triggered by the title.
I need a villain in my story, and she looks like Maleficent. I'm like, dang, let them get in the door good. Like, why are you mad already? But I also, it's one of those things, like, you know, crabs in a bucket. Like, if one person start complaining, right, we all gonna complain.
Right.
If
because we're empaths, you know, too. So if I feel your pain, so I'm taking on that. We got a lot
to complain about, okay?
Oh, like, definitely so.
Bad principles, like, it can ruin your whole day.
Yes.
It can ruin your whole day. Don't condescend me. Don't talk down to me. Right. We are both adults. Be respectful. As soon as you cuss at me, I'm going to cuss back at you, and then I quit.
Right.
Simple as that.
As simple as that, because we're all professionals. There's no reason for you to throw any swear words at me.
I like this one right here, because this based off of this, this is a principal who definitely does not use swear words to her staff. She says, my principal was a former collegiate Olympic sprinter.
Dang.
Okay. She challenges the students to race. She would slip off her heels and smoke them.
Smoke them.
That's cool.
This is the principal you call when you have a runner.
Right. The perfect principal.
She's like, don't worry about it. I'm on.
She said, I got it. She'd be like, oh, where's he at? Okay.
He's already 100 meters ahead of me. I got him. I'm gaining on him. That's what I'm telling you. When you see stuff like that, the kind of stuff that boosts morale. Yeah. It does make you relatable. It makes people be able to connect with you. It makes you super relatable.
You know, you do some of those, like, the faculty versus kids basketball games or whatever. Yeah. They love that.
Bro, I'm throwing elbows every time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking trash during first period, basketball game during fifth.
That's a really fun thing.
It is fun.
Kids get really into it. Teachers get into it.
I'm always gone.
Teachers get injured.
We don't get injured at all.
Because we're old.
Listen,
I don't
kay.
Know. And that court gets big all of a sudden when you're all of a sudden like 2,000 kids around you. I've never airballed in my life. Like, jeez, because you haven't played in a few.
Nah,
10
years. My ankles get loose. Like, my ankles get a little weak. I'm like, what? You know what? Once you get older, you got to try to fall gracefully.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, I'm falling. You fall in slow motion. Never have I fell in slow motion.
Our principal, they did this thing at this particular part of the year where, like, the kids, they can rack up points, you know?
Yeah.
So they use their points. So at the end, we had, like, a pie in the face.
Okay.
You just can't ever do the pie in the face. Hey,
but
shout out to people.
Even sat there and actually take a pie.
Wow, shout out to people that do that, because you're not going to hit me in the face with no pie.
You got to pick the right kid for this.
Because it depends on which kid you pick.
Right.
Muff you in the face.
Right.
No, because we had, because it's not just the principal, but the staff as well. And this one
the
kid.
The staff pie them?
No, the kids.
Oh, they eat the pie the staff as well.
And this one kid took this pie back.
Right?
He brought it from St. Jupiter, Mars.
Feeling some stuff.
Uranus.
Yeah.
Brought it back down here through our atmosphere.
Slapped the benchmark testing out of us.
Such force. That pie said, bow, the whipped cream flew
it's
back.
It's gone. Yeah.
Not the neck snap.
The whole crowd, everybody was like, whoa.
It's like, you've been waiting to slap her off school.
You're getting suspended.
You hit her too hard.
That was personal.
This person said, we were down both custodians. Our principal donned her workout gear, covered the jobs for several days to make sure staff and students had a clean school.
So they did the work.
Not even speaks one volumes. Day, yeah. Several days. She was like, you know what? Let me just get it. Let me get it done. My staff need it. We ain't got it. Boom. I'll do it.
She That's rolled cool. up the sleeve. Baby, give me that Fabuloso. I
mean, now, you know we public school. We ain't got no Fabuloso. Stop playing. We got the knockoff from Dollar General. From the Dollar General.
You can get Fabuloso at the Dollar General.
Can you?
I don't know.
No, I'm just saying, some of these stories, this is some cool, rock star principal.
That's pretty cool, though.
All this stuff, if you're a sucky principal, take note.
That's humility at its finest.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's servant leadership.
Custodian for a week or whatever?
What'd you say?
Would you do that if you were principal?
Let me be honest. Let me think.
I would.
I'm being honest.
I would.
I'd probably do it, but I don't know if I'd be smiling the whole time.
I ain't
I'd
smiling at all. Like, I'm not smiling. I'm not happy from Snow White.
I'd just
I'm
do
not...
it when people were watching. I'm just kidding. Sorry. That's
funny.
I'm speaking from the heart.
That's funny.
Hey, tell the truth.
I do, in the morning, tell the truth. When everyone's out, I was a custodian.
That's funny.
I've been here since 4 a.m.
My boy just pulled up with
and
everybody
then I
else.
I go to my office and put my feet up.
I had to process it for a second because I had to, not only would I ask myself, could I do the custodian thing, I had to ask myself, could I be a principal real quick?
I
had to get it through that point first, over that threshold.
I could never.
That I fathom
that. Lot. Yeah.
I could never be a principal. Oh my gosh.
But people don't like you. I would like, already. Like,
I would it's not it. Even that people don't like you. It's a matter of like, you literally, we deal with a lot as teachers. You have to deal with the entire gambit of everything throughout the day. I mean, just running around. A trash principal, you got 5,000 steps in. You've been chilling in the office. Some of these principals, I'm like, you got 25,000 steps?
And
have you
get
sat down?
And you get to use the word gambit.
Right. It's different vocabulary.
I'm just saying, I've said this before on some podcast episodes, and I'm going to say it again. Just because you were a good teacher, you could have been teacher of the year.
Different
that
skills.
That don't mean you need to
different
be.
Skills.
That doesn't mean you're going to be a good admin. And that's one of the things that they do. They're like, oh, they were a good teacher. Do you want to be a principal? Some of these folks,
doesn't always
translate. They ain't get along with their coworkers. What do you think they're going to do as the principal? Stop playing. Read the room.
And a lot of y'all don't have a nice outfits. You don't have your little administrator, your little administrator attire together. You can't be showing up as a principal with some jeans and
that's true.
Principal should
a FUBU jersey.
Casey, nobody wears FUBU anymore. FUBU. Do you know what FUBU is, Mark?
Well, it's the Shark Tank guy, right?
That's
the only way I
don't
know
you,
it.
Don't you?
Damon.
Ever question Mark Shamaka?
I did not mean it
Listen,
like that.
Mark Shamaka, no.
Shu is part of the family. I'm
a
college.
I taught economics, and we watched a lot of Shark Tank in that class. I'm just saying.
I love Shark Tank.
So I know all about it.
I bet your class was litty lit.
We had a good time.
If your kids call you Shu, that means they think you're cool.
It was relaxed.
They didn't maybe say too Mr. relaxed. Shu? Not maybe too relaxed. Didn't say Mr. Shu?
No.
No, Mr. Shu.
There was no authority. You know, I was just thinking,
Mark, I freaking love you. There's no authority.
We, my son is sick, so he's in kindergarten now, and there's a lot of school options where we are. Mm-hmm. There's charter schools, so we toured them all, because all of a sudden, you're stressed out, it's your first kid, you're all...
So stressful, Mark. Oh my gosh, so stressful.
But there was one principal in particular when we toured this school, and she toured, we went in all these classes for like 5-10 minutes, mm-hmm. like this group. And I was just, she knew like every kid in every class, every grade level. It was like a K-8. And like she would call on
Dang.
Kids. And there was multiple classes per grade level.
And she was present.
Yes.
Was present.
I was impressed by that. Because you know the kids.
Yeah.
It says a lot. I mean, maybe she's just making like up their names. I don't know. But because we only went
I'm
one day.
Up
but
names.
No, but all you know is 30 kids. She knew them all.
Did y'all know your principals when you were in school? Like, did you see your principals in your classrooms
at all?
No, it
was some far away. When we were students?
Yeah, when we were kids.
I was some far off person.
Yeah, I never saw my
principal.
We were
slightly scared of, but we never.
I never saw them unless I got in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's real.
Yeah, I never saw my principal.
Well, I saw mine all the time.
Yeah, right.
Casey.
I was quiet. I didn't cause any problems.
I got in trouble.
I was quiet. I didn't cause any problems.
I was bad as hell.
I was bad. In elementary and middle school, I was bad. When I got to high school, I evened out. But they put us in school suspension for the rest of the school year one time.
Yeah.
Because me and Brad got into, I have a twin sister, and we wouldn't stop getting into fights. And they were like, just go to in-school suspension. I think there was like 2 weeks of school left. They were like, just stay in there for the next 2 weeks.
I was so bad as a student that God deliberately made me a teacher today just so I can get the karma that I deserve. That's why I low-key can't even really get mad. I'm like, that's like, you. Well, this is your history repeating itself.
If it isn't the consequences of my actions. If you reap what you sow was a person.
Right. Let me find out that one of my teachers took a piece of my hair and put the spell on me.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's why I'm living hell.
Living through hell.
Living through hell.
I like number 7. When what I was going through a mental health crisis, my principal not only gave me the time off I needed, but made sure I was paid and didn't make me write sub plans or anything. She promoted my health over the job, something I desperately needed at the time. I was able to heal in many ways because of it.
That's cool. That's cool.
Now, that's something that you really don't hear every day, because with mental health, sometimes people can't physically see it. It's not a physical illness that people can see. And because it's a mental illness, they're like, you're good. Like, just be happy. Get some sunlight. Yeah. Take some vitamins. Like, the fact that that principle, like, because it takes a lot of pressure off of us when we know, like, okay, I don't have to make sub plans. Because when you're going through mental stuff, you just can't, like, unless you want me to just walk away completely, like,
it's hard to do.
So the fact that that principal had the self-awareness to know, like, okay, this is what, and they cared about that teacher. Because some people, we had a teacher going through cancer that was going through chemo. And I will never forget, one of our principals was not nice to her. And I was just like, dang. I was like, hey, I know she got a job to do, but she is missing school.
Like, way
she
more important.
Has cancer. And she had taught there for like 15 years. I'm like, show some freaking respect. Show some respect. That's what I'm saying. Some teachers don't care. Because if you drop dead tomorrow, they're going to replace you. Mm-hmm. Quick. You have your job posted. Ain't nobody going to take it because it's national teacher shortage. But they have your job posted. You know, lickety split. Nobody's saying, I understand if somebody can't come to work and do their job. I understand that, you know, adjustments have to be made. Mm-hmm. But you can still show people some dignity and respect. They just were so unbelievably disrespectful to this lady. And I'm like, bro, have some humanity.
Right.
The lady is going through cancer. She's been here for 15 years.
Wow.
I watched a principal talk foul to this teacher. And that teacher, I'm like, bro, she been teaching longer than you were born, dude.
Right.
She been in the game for a long time. How are you talking to her? You talk to your mama like this?
Right.
You was a kid in school that hung up on your mama, wasn't you? Because show some freaking respect. So that's why I'm saying, when you find a good principal, that's why I can't quit my school unless my principal leaves before me. Mm. Because I never know because good principals are so far and few between, I can't take that risk of leaving.
It's a crapshoot.
It's a crapshoot. You just never know what you're going to get.
Grass is always greener, right?
I can't take that. And I want it to be known, everybody that works in my school, you know what problems we got. It's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, because no school is, but it makes it easier.
Right.
It makes the hard stuff easier when you have supportive admin and you have people that treat you like a human being with dignity and respect.
Mm-hmm.
It just changes the game.
I think the correct answer for what you say to a teacher is, how can I help you?
Yep.
They're going through cancer. That's the only thing you say. How can we support you?
This is why we talk about boosting morale, because some of the environments in school is like, bro, this is a unhealthy environment. I mean, and not even just like teachers being unhappy where they are, but like genuinely, like, you letting kids put hands on teachers and then like, oh, they're going to go to in-school suspension. They get to come back to school the next day. Like, come on. Come on.
This is a good one right here. It said, my principal will walk around the playground during recess and randomly tap a teacher on the shoulder and say, I got this.
I thought you were about to say they would tap him on the shoulder and say, tag, you're it.
That'd be cool, too.
What do you mean? I thought it was the foot racing the Olympic sprinter teacher.
Oh, you're not running away from her.
Tag, you're it.
Circle back.
You know my ADHD. I couldn't focus. I thought of something else when you said that.
No, that was good.
That's cool. Anytime a principal, there's just something about a principal coming and covering your duty,
mm-hmm.
covering your lunch duty, covering your class for a second and say, hey. One of the other stories on here, somebody said their principal would come around at the end of the day.
Fridays
she would just
whatever,
pick a teacher, and say, you can leave 30 minutes early. I'll watch class for the last 30
cool.
minutes of school.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now, that's Christmas vacation right there. That's a sweet morsel right there.
I mean, sweet delicate morsel.
That's a delicacy. I just, something like that, hands down.
you know, people, we all go through tough times, right? Mm-hmm. We all go through a personal crisis, whatever. But it says one here, her mom, thousands of miles away, had a severe stroke. Mm-hmm. And she finds out right before school started. And she didn't know what to do. She emailed her principal, wasn't sure what they would say, and he couldn't have been nicer. He, you know, he covered her class, say, fly out the next day, mm-hmm. take as long as you want for the recovery. I mean, that's what we're looking for, right, when we have those personal issues. So that was pretty cool. That was pretty thoughtful.
Because it's always like stressful taking off as a teacher. Like, you just... Right. It's just you and some people will be like, I don't mind, I don't care taking off. But some of us, it's stressful taking off as a teacher. You know,
we take off. It's a lot more work you come back to, right?
It's a lot more work that you have to do. When I take off for the shows, like, it's something I'm going to do. Me and my principal have an understanding. Some days I ain't going to be here. I'm on tour. It's not, I'm not taking entire weeks off because I don't want to do that to my coworkers. Right. But some days I'm missing for shows. And the fact that she is like, she doesn't make me. She's like, if you got the time, take it. And I'm like, even if I ain't got the time, I'm going to take it. Like, you know, because teachers, it's like, there's no award for working yourself to death.
Nah.
Like, there's no award for use your days. You got days, use your days. If you got a principal making you feel bad for taking your days, they can take it up with the district. I don't care. I got the days. Now, I don't have that problem again, but there's a lot of teachers that they do have that problem. They have their days, and they're made to feel bad for taking off.
There is a reward for working yourself to death.
That's your only reward. You the only thing sure in life is death and taxes.
An eternal, comfortable coffin.
That's a good turn.
Yeah. Like, let's take that back out.
Is this an ad?
Yeah.
Sponsored.
It didn't go where I thought it was going
to
go.
Leave it. Leave it. Leave it. Because the only reward for working yourself to death is death. You said the truth right there. You speaking as the kids say, you standing on business and speaking facts.
I was trying to sell the coffin as a luxurious coffin.
What?
Padded. You know what I'm saying? What is that? Velvet?
You don't care about the coffin because you're dead. Like, you wouldn't.
Exactly. Listen. In a world where we're faced with so much adversaries.
If you start making yourself so much... cry like you did that one episode, I'm going to get mad.
I'm not.
Casey started crying at the end. He was faking. Well, he was pretending. He could make himself cry on cue.
Casey.
No,
I thought he was telling. I was like, Casey.
I don't even have fake tears inside. That's amazing.
He said, I cried them all out during my time teaching for 10 years.
That's true.
No, I was just going to say simply, in a world where educators across this country are faced with so much adversity, so much unfairness in their workplace. And it doesn't always seem to be the right fit, especially if you don't have right leadership. Those are stories that will go on for eternity. So it's a beautiful opportunity that we had here.
You are really continuing to go with this. Talk regular.
It's a beautiful opportunity that we had here. To make sure that we say to those educators and those administrators, thank you. We see you and we appreciate you for going above and beyond. Being the best you can be for your campus. Creating a safe, nurturing environment for your staff. Thank you, administrators. And God bless you. That's how you end that one.
Is really leaning into this.
I want to know the Jerry Springer final thought. That was the Jerry Springer final thought.
You guys like Casey is leaning into this.
Thank you.
You captured hearts and minds with that.
That's what we wanted to pull with the heartstrings on that. We appreciate you.
You captured hearts and minds.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You better do that at a PD.
And I'm Casey Mack.
Look at Mark, he tried to leave. Is this episode? I gotta pee.
This has been another wonderful episode. Again, I'm your man, Casey Mack. Follow me on all platforms.
Letter
right
K,
here.
Letter
bop,
C.
Bop, 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 bop. And follow these wonderful people. Bop, bop.
At Mark Schumacher. Two C-H's.
Two C-H's.
Two C-H's. Does that make it
easier? Or call him Shu. I want you to change your social media handle to _ Mr. Shu.
But the
make sure nobody steals it.
S-H-O-E.
Shu! 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 He's like, look, okay, Mark, you better get the foot tapping. Hi, I'm Honest Teacher Vibes, y'all. We love y'all, best friends.
Follow the podcast, follow board teachers, follow us for more tour information. We love you. See you next week.
Bye, best friends.